Did you watch this week's episode? No, you didn't. Well, you're in luck because we did.
Welcome to Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rayanne. And here's a short-ass recap to fill you in on what's happening on Katie Thurston's season.
All right. So obviously the first item of business is talking about Katie.
Yes, Katie. Katie Thurston, our new bachelorette, which was a bit of an odd choice. I think she finished 10th in Matt James's season. And she got a lot of coverage because she was really sex positive on the show. She was the one that entered with the dildo. She also, I feel like I have a varying opinion from like her performance on Matt's season. She definitely was trying to diffuse a lot of the mean girl drama in the house. But I think by doing that, she almost ignited it a little bit. I feel like they wanted Katie to be like the next Caitlyn Bristow, sort of. That, you know, sex positive personality, outgoing. It's just interesting. But that's a little bit about Katie's history.
So let's just get into it, since this is a short-ass recap. She walks into the scene with her basic-ass clothes and her basic-ass sayings, like, let's lift each other up. And let me tell you, I am not here for it.
I mean, don't forget about good vibes only, Sean. I mean, I have to say, whoever styled her really did her dirty this season. Her promo outfits were terrible, and it's just the style is continuing to not be great. And you almost have to feel a little bad for her. Like, why don't they spend some of the budget they saved from Tayshia's painting of a taxi and get her some clothes?
But I have a feeling that Katie was a strong, independent woman figure and was like, I'm gonna dress myself.
Yeah. And then they are filming in New Mexico. So beautiful, beautiful backdrop. And they have her in like all these situations where they're trying to make her seem like she's like a horse girl. And I'm just not buying the horse girl energy she's throwing down. But overall, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I'm just like buying time until Michelle's season, to be brutally honest. There's nothing that really excites me about Katie. So that's all I really have to say about her.
And I think that's done. So on to the next subject. So let's talk about the hosts. As you all know, this season, Chris Harrison made his exit and cashed his check into the bank and will not be returning. So we have two new hosts.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't see the news, Chris Harrison has officially left the franchise and is crying all the way to the bank while writing his new romance novel, most likely.
Oh, there's totally going to be another one. So this season, Tayshia Adams and Caitlyn Bristow grace us with their hostess with the mostess. And let me tell you, they need to work on their skills because, whew, that was a little rough.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the Thelma and Louise, like, throwing of the handkerchiefs when they were driving in their convertible. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to really dig this. This is going to be super cute. I don't know if I totally bought that, like, they didn't tell Katie that she was going to have any help whatsoever during her season. Her surprise to see Tayshia and Caitlyn was, like, slightly lackluster. But I'll be the first to admit, I was like kind of digging Tayshia and Caitlyn, and I thought it was a nice change from like monotone Chris Harrison asking stupid questions. And when you see people who have been in your shoes before, it is slightly more comforting. So I was into it. And then I was like laughing when they were eating popcorn and like creeping on Katie, meeting all the men through the window. But then as the episode went on, and I'll be the first to admit, like, I giggle a lot, but I don't giggle on a national TV show, just on a little podcast. So the giggling was really a lot for me towards the end. So they got to rein that in.
they did have their whole shtick going for them, and I think they are trying to make it their own. So as long as they get out the giggling and, you know, don't ask stupid questions, I think it will be fun. I mean, no one can top JoJo Fletcher coming into the rose ceremony with an empty champagne flute saying, well, here's the final rose. So they have large shoes to fill.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. And I know that likely having Tayshia and Caitlyn host is a bit of a band-aid because they were on like a production rush and needed to have a host after this Chris Harrison shit went down. So I'll be curious to see if they find somebody to be the permanent host now. And rumored that Bachelor in Paradise is going to be hosted by like a rotation of celebrities like David Spade, Chelsea Handler, and Wells and Sarah Hyland. So I think it's at least making it slightly interesting. It's a little different at least.
Yeah, maybe it will be like Jeopardy where they just can't really stick to a host.
Oh my God, RIP Alex. Don't do him dirty like that.
So after all of the giggling that went down this episode, let's get to the men. As you know, they crammed 30 men into 5 minutes of content, and you probably don't remember their names just as much as we don't remember their names.
So we're going to get into our one word first impressions on our episode that's coming out tomorrow. So be sure to tune in to hear those. But right now we're just going to touch on a couple of the guys. Overall, unimpressed would be the first impression word of all of them.
You know, I really thought they were going to go for all of the sex jokes. And I know that some of them did, but they really didn't milk that enough. They needed to make us sick of the sex jokes, and they just didn't.
To be honest, I remember three of them. The one that was in the box the entire time, more committed than the guy in the straitjacket from Claire Tayshia's season. He stayed in that box with a little hole to breathe. In a very tight suit for a very long time.
With no cocktails.
Yeah, what the hell? Why would you sign yourself up for that?
Yeah, I don't know, but I really needed him to come out purely naked or something. But nope, after half the episode is done, this guy just comes out and is in a suit. And I'm like, why would you even... This is a no for me. Like, that's too much commitment.
Yeah, it was just a lot of commitment for not a big reveal. I honestly thought that it was going to be Blake Moynes because we see that he shows up next week. But I had heard that he was going to be one of the contestants. And I thought he was like, he made up a name and was really committing the whole night to let none of the guys saw him until he was going to surprise her. So then when this guy popped up, I was like, oh, what a bummer. It's not even like a good reveal.
I mean, that is true. That would have been genius if that would have been Blake Moynes. But nope, just a regular hot guy in a suit. But, you know, obviously that didn't pay off, but Cat Guy did pay off because Katie was all over it. This guy straight up dressed as a cat because he knew she loved cats. And she was absolutely enamored by it. And I was kind of surprised. I mean, it's just a cat's costume. It's nothing like Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss or anything. Just furry realness.
She's a smitten kitten, Sean. And I knew she would love that shit. Like, that is just something that she would love because she's quirky Katie, you know? Dressed like a cat. I love cats.
She's going to be kitty Katie soon.
I did enjoy his commitment as well to bringing out a floor keyboard. That was one of the more memorable interactions Katie had with a man. They were both dressed up at cats at this point, and played the piano with their feet. I believe it was Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And then they had like a very intense makeout session and they were eating each other's faces.
That was a lot. And I am very confused on how it got that hot and heavy that fast. Like, she should have just taken him to her room, obviously, because I am telling you, she was eating his face. Unlike the next guy that I forgot to mention, the RV guy. She went from eating this cat guy's face to rapey RV guy.
Oh my god. Them editing and like accentuating his crunching on celery and her face just being like, I want to throw this man out of his RV was fantastic.
Like, I feel like the producers totally went in and messed up his RV because it was so messy, but he kind of went along with it as well because he goes, this is the cleanest you'll ever see. And I'm like, boy, you are not selling yourself.
Yeah, he's no Walter White, let's just put it that way. I did like his commitment to a Walter White RV in New Mexico, though. So there's that.
So after we get past that horrible interaction where he made a joke about spiking her cocktails with drugs, we get into this 5-second fight with Aaron and Cody, and it comes out of nowhere, and Aaron just straight up tells Cody, I don't like you.
Yeah, Aaron, so it's hard to even give descriptors because we barely see both of these men in this episode, aside from Cody, because he does go with the sex trend and actually shows up for Katie with a blow-up doll that he used during quarantine. But in regards to their interactions, we see literally nothing. And then we see them get into a 5-second fight that is completely out of nowhere. And I was like, what? Did I miss something? What's going on? It was so weird.
Yeah, I don't even know what to take from it because it was in and out. It was that quick. Like, he didn't like him. He walked away and that was it. And at that moment, I knew Aaron was drunk off his ass. And he just went over and said it. Like, he expressed his feelings in, you know, the most manliest way possible.
Yeah, just overall real weird. But that was the only bit of drama, really.
I know. There wasn't really that much drama. I mean, because they shove all of the introductions into your face. That's mainly the whole episode.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the time has come and it is time to give the first impression rose. I totally thought that cat guy was going to get it because they were just eating each other's faces. But Katie took that rose, passed him like a piece of meat, and went to this other guy we didn't mention, Greg. And all I have to say is this guy really needs a haircut and more confidence.
I 100% knew that she was going to give him the first impression rose. You could tell from their interaction. There was like some sparkliness in her eyes when she was talking to him.
Oh, we love a good sparkle. With that, catch us on Thursday for more fun and flirty cocktail and bachelorette realness.
Yes. Until then, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, all one word. And we hope you liked our short-ass recap. Once there's more content in the episode, there'll be more to talk about.
Later.